The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armand. There is the Mexican not afraid to be American, the Mexican not afraid to support Trump, and the Mexican not afraid to tell you about it. So this is the America's Web Radio station you are tuned into. Unless you're listening later, you can find us on Spotify. You can find me on Apple Podcast. You can just about any podcast platform, folks, you can listen. So thank you all for listening across this great, wonderful country of ours. My goodness. You know, folks, I said, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I've been saying this for a while, sit back, grab your favorite drink, favorite soda, whatever it is that makes you happy, grab some popcorn or some chicken wings or whatever food makes you happy, and sit back and get ready to watch the crap show that, is about to about to happen. You sit back and watch the wheels that are coming off already, the Biden bus. I said this months ago. I said this months and months ago. I said, just get ready, to sit back as we really get into when people start really paying attention to the election and people start really tuning in. Cause you got to understand something, folks. You got to understand there's a small percentage of this country, a small percentage of the country that, are diehards. You know, they're voting every election and they're up to date. And they stay tuned into politics on a daily basis. That's few people do that. Few people do that. Most of you are listening to the show right now. No, but most of you that do that, you do listen to talk radio or another conservative host, and you're in tune. You're in tune. You may not live it day to day, but you at least tune into someone like me, so you can be informed day to day. But most of this country, people just, they have no idea what's going on. There are even people out there that don't know why their grocery bills are going up. They don't know why the gas prices are sky high. They don't know why their mortgage rates are sky high. They don't know why they can't buy a house. They don't know why they can't, you know, whatever it is. There are people out there that don't know why, but you know what they do know? They know that Joe Biden, the dementia patient, is in the White House. They know that the Democrats pretty much control everything. And it's the Democrats that are bringing this pain on them. Because one thing these people know, they may not be up on politics every day. They may not be able to recite the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They may not be able to tell you much history of this country. But they can tell you when they're hurting. And they know, and they can tell you when it hurts to fill up their car with gas, when it hurts to go to the grocery store, when they have to sit down at the kitchen table or the dining room table, and they actually have to make a list. What can we buy this week, and what can't we buy this week? What do my kids have to do without, or what do we, the parents, have to do without so that our kids can have what they need? There are so many families having to do this right now, and it's because of Joe Biden. It is because of the Democrats. It's because of this ridiculous, stupid, dumb, green hoax agenda that they have. There's a whole lot of things that the Democrats are doing. None of them are good. Everything they're doing, just about everything they're doing, is putting a burden on you. Just about everything they're doing is dragging this economy down. And when you're in the lower scale of the economies, I mean, you know, I'm talking middle class, lower middle, down to the low, this stuff hurts you the most. Inflation doesn't hurt the elitist. Inflation doesn't hurt the upper middle. Not like it hurts the bottom few percent or the, you know, the low income earners, the lower income, the upper lower, that doesn't make sense. But you see what I'm saying? The middle class and then the lower middle and on down the line. Inflation hurts you the most. So what I'm getting at is even though so many people in this country have no idea about politics, they don't understand really why things cost so much, but what they do know is that they're hurting. And they do know that there's a dementia patient and his merry band of authoritarian wannabe Democrats that are running things. So you know what these people tend to do? When we get through, look, we're halfway through June, believe it or not. So July is going to be here. August is going to be here. The conventions will have happened. You're going to have the Republican convention in July. You're going to have the Democrat convention in August. And then people are zooming into November and there's an election. So the more these uninformed voters or misinformed voters start to pay attention, and all these ads are going to be blasting around the clock trying to get them to believe their lie, not to, what's the saying, believe, don't believe your lying eyes. You know, the Democrats can't run on anything other than lies. I mean, the Democrats have nothing but to lie about Trump, come up with more hoaxes about Trump to try to convince these low information voters that they need to get out and vote for them. But what do I've said this before. When what really changes elections and what really makes the pendulum swing is when the low information voter, the sometimes I refer to the dumb masses with an M. I'm not trying to talk down on any voters. Let me say it this way. I'm not trying to be derogatory or anything towards voters. It's just a fact. Many voters that I sometimes refer to as the dumb masses, they're just uninformed voters. They don't pay attention. They're not into politics. And I get it. It's tough to be in the politics now. These most politicians just want to screw you, and not in a good way. So my apologies to the families who are listening. But you get what I'm saying. And so, but what changes things, what changes an election, what changes the direction of a country, what really gets that pendulum to swing is when your low information voter and your dumb masses out there, when they're going to the, when they start focusing in on an election coming up and their chance to go vote, they start remembering, I'm really hurting right now. Everything I'm doing is costing me more money. If I'm not making more money, but it sure is costing me more money. Every aspect of my life is costing me more money. They know that is what they're going to go vote with. And that's why this tide is turning towards Trump. Just, you've got every segment just about, except maybe the old farts that, the Democrats, and listen, the campaign that the Democrats are about to unleash on old people, I mean, led by the dementia patient in the White House, I mean, they're going to pull out every ad, every lie that they can. They're going to put grandma in a wheelchair and throw her off a cliff, put that in an ad, and they're going to tell you it's the Republicans doing it. They're going to tell you that the Republicans want you to die. They're going to tell you that the Republicans want you to have dirty water. They're going to tell you the Republicans don't want you to have drugs, even though it's our stupid politicians in Washington, mainly the Democrats, with the help of establishment Republicans, that continue to send all our drug making to China. So if we're short on drugs, it's China's fault, but it's our stupid politicians' fault for allowing everything to be manufactured in China. It's ridiculous, folks. It really is. But they're going to come out with ads, and they're going to blame the Republicans, and they're going to try and scare. It's a scare tactic. You're about to see the biggest episodes of fear porn that you've ever seen. I mean, it is about to be wall-to-wall fear porn. You're not going to be able to escape the fear porn that is about to be unleashed by the Democrats. And they're going to target the old folks. They're going to target old farts. They're going to target them and try to convince them that the Republicans want to take away their medicines. The Republicans want to charge them triple and quadruple for their medicine. And when it's quite the opposite, if anybody wants the old people to die off, it's the Democrat Party. Just go look at the Obamacare. Go look at government health care. Go look at Hillary's plan. You can go back to any Democrat that's been pushing for this universal health care and look in there. And look, you have to dig deep, but you can find, and it was in Obama's health care as well, where they want to basically kill off the old people. Now, I'm making that sound a little grandiose, but my point is there, and my point is correct. Because if you look into all these universal health cares that are put forth by the Democrats, you will find clauses in there that say basically, look, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically say once you've reached a certain age, once you reach up there in your 70s, your 80s, your 90s, then you're not really worth the tax to the taxpayer anymore. You're not producing, you're not paying taxes, therefore your worth has dropped. Your worth to us, the government, has dropped. So we're not going to use taxpayer expenditures to keep you alive. Now listen, again, I am not using their exact language. They'll use much more pretty language than I just used. But my point is spot on. You can look at Obamacare. You can look at Hillary Care. You can look at any Democrat who has put forth a universal healthcare plan. There's rationing where they're going to ration healthcare. That's in the plan. And who's going to be rationed out first? The old folks, the old farts. Because you've lived long enough. You've lived a long life. We're going to make it comfortable for you to just go away. That's what these Democrats actually think. That's what they want to do. That's what socialism does. That's what Europe does. In many instances with universal health care, that's what it does. You end up rationing health care, and you want to give it to the young. You want to give it to the illegals. You want to give it to the workers and taxpayers. But you don't want to really take care of the elderly anymore. You just want to give the elderly just enough to have a comfortable death. That's what socialism is. That's what communism is. That's what your Democrat Party is trying to do. So when the Democrats start this fear porn campaign, which they're going to do, and they're going to target old people, and they're going to say Republicans are coming for you, what they really mean is they're projecting. They're coming for you. The Democrats will come for you. So if you're an elderly out there, listen, folks, it's the Democrat Party that raided the Social Security Fund first, and then it was a ridiculous, dumb establishment Republicans that went along with it. But it was the Democrat Party that raided your Social Security first. It's the Democrat Party that raises taxes on your Social Security. If you're elderly out there, you really need to step back and pay attention. Do you want to listen to the dementia patient? Do you really want to listen and fall for the Democrats' crap? You know better than that, elderly people. You know better than that. It's the Democrats that think you're expendable. So you got to remember that. But I'm telling you, folks, you mark my words. The fear porn campaign that the Democrats are about to unleash is unbelievable. It will be unbelievable. And they're just going to outright lie. That's the Democrats have nothing else but to turn to lies. Just look at what they're doing. It was bad enough that they're lying about January 6th. They're lying about Trump, and they're lying about these court cases and all that mess. Maybe lying sounds strong to you, so they're being, they're dissing out misinformation and disinformation. How about that? Does that make you liberals feel better? Does that make you feel better over there, Media Matters? The Democrat Party is the purveyors of misinformation and disinformation, and it's about to get a lot worse. And when I tell you to sit back and enjoy the show, I'm not kidding, and it's already starting. I mean, I knew the wheels were going to fly off the Biden bus. I wasn't so sure it was going to happen this early. But Biden is declining so fast. Biden's dementia. Listen, folks, any of you out there who have an elderly grandparents, maybe it's great-grandparents, anyone has a family member who's suffering from dementia or has the onset of dementia, you can see it in Joe Biden. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You can see what's happening. Listen, most of you know, especially if you're familiar with dementia, if you're familiar with the illness, or you know anybody who's had it, or you're in a family with a family member who's had dementia, or is going through the onsets of dementia. One of the key things that they tell people to do is to basically do a crowd control, a crowd circle, where you take a few members of the family and friends and you corral the dementia patient. So even though they're still, maybe it's the onset of dementia where they're still able to function, but there are times when they're going to fall into this dementia spell, and they'll start wandering away from the group. They're going to wander away from the house. They're going to wander away from the yard, or you're out in the store shopping and they're wandering away from you, or you're in a restaurant and they're wandering away from you. What they tell you to do is to get 4, 5, 6 family members, and you just kind of form a circle. You don't make it outright. You don't make it so it's obvious, but you just kind of all move and you kind of corral the dementia patient, and one person will be designated to kind of tug on the arm or put a hand, not touch, but to actually put a hand on the shoulder and as a comfort to come back to us now. Come back to us. Bring it back to us. Here, focus here. Look at me. Here's where you got to be. And then while that one person's doing that, the rest of the group is kind of formed a circle, and they're pushing without touching the patient, will kind of guide the patient. You saw this on full display in Normandy. You saw this, it was in Italy, at the G7. At the G7. You saw this just the other day. Biden is at the G7. And I don't care what kind of lies and disinformation the Democrat Party and the media is telling you. You can see this with your own eyes. There was no edited video. You can watch the entire video for yourself. And this is why I say this is classic dementia. You saw Joe Biden with the Prime Minister of Italy, the France Prime Minister, and there were 7 of them out there, I think it was. And then they're watching these guys. You've got a group of dudes and maybe women too. I don't know. Falling from the sky. It was amazing. They were jumping out of planes and coming out on parachutes. So they're, you've got the entire G7 group looking off, watching these guys land. And there's little Joe dementia patient Biden, who suddenly just kind of loses what he's doing, turns away, and starts walking away. Not one other G7 leader was walking or looking or doing anything in the direction that Joe Biden was doing. Joe Biden just kind of went off in his dementia land and walked away. Now, yes, there was a guy on the ground folding his parachute or cleaning up after himself, and Joe Biden fixated on him. And he did look at one point to give him a thumbs up, but you've got to look at what was happening. This was, nobody else was doing this. Everybody else was focused on the people landing, coming out of the sky. But Joe Biden started to walk away. Joe Biden was off in his frozen land of dementia. And it took, and if you watch the video, and again, this is unedited video, watch the whole thing. You see the G7 leaders, including the French dude, who kind of look over to the Italian prime minister, it kind of signals her with facial signs, and then they kind of look over like, okay, we got to corral Joe. We got to get Joe. And then the Italian prime minister went over, and if you watch, folks, this is what I'm saying. It's not that you call, no one said, hey, Joe, or hey, President Biden. No one, you can't do that. You can't even reach out and tap him on the shoulder. No, you go over and you get their arm, you put their hand on their shoulder, or you tug on their hand and their arm, and you actually guide them. That is what this prime minister of Italy did. Joe wasn't just wandering off giving thumbs up to some parachuter rolling on the ground. He wasn't just giving thumbs up to some dude because he was tying his packing his parachute correctly. No, Joe Biden was off in his dementia land of getting frozen up. And it took the Italian prime minister to go over, tug him, and bring him back to reality. And then she brought him over. But if you notice, this is exactly what I'm talking about. While she was doing that, the rest of the French dude and the rest of the G7 started to make their little, it's as if, and I guarantee you at some point they were given these instructions on what to do when Joe Biden goes into dementia land. I guarantee you they were given instructions, because without missing a beat, you saw the G7 people start to form a circle around Joe Biden. They started to corral Joe Biden. When the Italian prime minister is pulling him back, they start discreetly, they're trying to be discreet, but they start to form this little corral, this little circle, this little wall, and to corral and circle Biden so he can't wander off again. I'm telling you, folks, it's obvious. I don't have to be a doctor to tell you this. You don't have to be a doctor to know this. You can look it all up and understand it for yourself and understand the disease of dementia and see what people go through, and you will see it in Joe Biden. And the fact that the media is running out there lying to you, that's the next hoax. The new hoax is, oh, well, the right wing is editing video. There's no editing of video. These videos are showing the entire time that Biden was standing out there with the G7 and started to wander away. You can't edit that stuff. You know who is editing videos? MSNBC, the Democrats. These people, I told you folks last week, everything the Democrats everything that they are accusing Trump of doing, everything they're accusing the Republicans of doing, they are doing. Everything they are accusing Trump or the Republicans of doing, the Democrat Party is either doing or in the process of doing, or they're about to do it. And the same goes here. Their latest hoax, and look at Nicole Wallace and the rest of those bozo at CNN and MSNBC and these other places. They are taking everything the Biden administration is telling them and running with it. That's the new hoax. They're trying to convince you that somehow your eyes are lying to you. Don't believe your lying eyes. This is what they're trying. This is their campaign right now. And they're actively, knowingly lying and telling you that the video is being edited, when they know darn well those videos are not edited. But you know which videos are edited? The MSNBC people, they are editing videos. The Democrats are going to edit videos. But we already know, because if you watch MSNBC, they've got this picture of the other night when Biden was on stage with Obama. and Obama had to grab the hand of Dementia Land Biden and guide him off the stage. Well, there's a Democrat operative who had a camera angle, different camera angle, and from his angle, they edited the film so you only see from one angle of Joe Biden. You can't see Obama. You can't see, it just looks like Obama comes up and says, hey, Joe, let's go. You can't see Obama reach out and touch the hand and actually hold the hand, kind of tug and shake Biden a little bit and bring him to and walk him off stage. You can't see it because what the MSNBC has done is they took a Democrat operative's video and then they doctored it a little bit. So you're only seeing one angle and they cut it off before you can see Obama actually put his hand on Biden. So the people who are editing videos is the left, the media, the Democrats. But they're lying to you and telling you and giving, I mean, let me use the language of the left. They're giving you disinformation and misinformation all over the place by telling you that the videos that are on the media, regular media and or Fox News, oh, that's right-wing editing. That's a lie. It's not. But who is editing videos and only showing you what they want you to see? That's MSNBC. That's the Democrat Party. I mean, folks, it's unbelievable where we are right now. It's unbelievable where we are right now. But these people, they want power so bad that they're willing to put the country at risk. We literally have a dementia-laden president. We literally have an old, I'm trying not to be mean because I actually feel sorry for Joe Biden. I've said this before. Jill Biden should be ashamed of herself for allowing her husband to be abused this way. But she's one of the abusers. I mean, the Democrat Party should be ashamed. Anyone who's going out there and voting for Joe Biden, knowing the condition he's in, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. Joe Biden needs to go and be on the retirement train. He needs to go into a retirement home. He needs to get help. He needs to live out the rest of his years enjoying his family. He doesn't need to be running this country because, folks, he's not running this country. He's the puppet for a bunch of bureaucrats. Now, this country was founded on the government being in the hands of the people. Now, that means it may not mean that we the people are involved in day-to-day negotiations or day-to-day running of this country, but we the people put the person in power that does those day-to-day negotiations and the running of the country. So if we elect Joe Biden or we elect Trump or we elect Haley or we elect Huckabee, we elect whoever we elect, we the people did that. So we expect who we elect to run the country. And if we don't like the way they're running the country, we throw them out in 4 years. That's the brilliance of this country. But right now, we have a dementia-laden president that somehow got across the finish line in 2020. And I won't get into that, but he made it. Enough people voted for a guy who was hiding in his basement who they knew was on the decline. They knew he was on the decline. They couldn't see because he was hiding in the basement. But now everybody can see how bad Joe Biden is, and he's getting worse. He's getting worse. Everybody can see it. Everybody can see it. And the fact that they are still pushing this guy to be president for another 4 years, let's face it, he won't be president for 2 more weeks if he were to win. They're gonna drive him out if he wins. They're just trying to hold on to the power. But then again, they may try to prop him up for as long as they can. Why? Because the bureaucrats are running the show. Unelected bureaucrats. That's what you get when you have a president who cannot perform the duties. When you have a president who is failing cognitively. You have a president who clearly is suffering from onset dementia or maybe it's even more progressed than we know. He's not running the country, folks. Unelected bureaucrats are running the country. And that is as unconstitutional as you can possibly get. Our form of government by being a republic, the government lies in the hands of the people. The governed are the consent. It is the consent of the governed. So we, the people, elect the man or woman to run the country. And right now, the man that was elected is not running this country. Because he's not cognitively, he doesn't have the ability to run this country. Which means unelected bureaucrats are calling the shots. And that is so, so wrong and dangerous. very dangerous. But the people that are behind Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, they so much want power that they're willing to put the United States at jeopardy. They're willing to put all the American citizens at risk. What are we at risk from? We're at risk from terrorist attack. We're at risk from Putin losing his mind. We're at risk from Zelensky getting into a deeper war with Russia. We're at risk of China. We're at risk, and I'm not blaming Zelensky, but Zelensky's clearly, I mean, look, what they're doing, they're all prolonging this war. Listen, folks, it's horrible what Russia's doing, but everybody involved is getting rich. Even Putin. Putin's getting rich. Zelensky's getting rich. The rest of the government in Ukraine is getting rich. The donors are getting rich. The Democrats are getting rich. And the Democrat donors are getting rich. The war machine is getting rich. Now, think what you want about war. And I, for one, I believe that Ukraine should be helped. But I believe it needs to come to an end. We need a strong leader who will end that war. And that war would have never started under Donald Trump. It would have never started, but you know what? It'll end under Donald Trump. And that should be our goal. But when was the last time you heard a Democrat, whether it be Biden or Cackling Harris or any other Democrat, when was the last time you heard them say, hey, our goal needs to be to end this war? None of them are saying that. All they want is more money, more money, more money, and more weapons, more weapons, more weapons. Because they want to prolong that war. Because war's good business, folks. It's just good. I'm sorry. That may sound cynical, but it's just good business. And sometimes war is necessary. I understand that. But there should always be a vision of victory. There needs to be a vision of, if we have to get into this war, there's going to be an ending point. There's going to be a stopping point. But that's not what I meant. Joe Brandon Biden just signed a 10-year plus ongoing war with Ukraine. He signed this with Zelensky. By the way, he doesn't have the authority to do that, but he did it anyway. But these people's frame of mind is not, we're going to end the Ukraine war. They just did an agreement for 10 plus years that we're going to keep funding the war. If you're telling somebody we're going to fund you for 10 plus years, they're not getting a message of, we got to come to some kind of compromise to end this war. They're not thinking that. They're thinking, well, we've got the deep pockets of the United States, so we'll just keep this war going. And who's getting rich? Putin's getting rich. Zelensky's getting rich. The politicians in Ukraine are getting rich. The Democrats are getting rich. The establishment Republicans, some of them are getting rich. And the donors are getting rich. Listen, folks, I was a supporter of the Iraq war. I look back now, but I'm not going to armchair quarterback, but I look back now and go, you know what? There were mistakes made. There were definitely mistakes made by Bush. I would have done it different. But we can't change the past. But we can learn from the past. And keeping wars for going on and on and on and funding them, it's not a good thing, folks. It's not. And if you want to end the war, it ain't going to be Joe Biden. It ain't going to be people like Romney. It's not going to be people like Hillary. It's not going to be even Nikki Haley. I had this problem with her because I don't think she wants to end the war as quickly as it could end. But you know who will end it? You know who will end this war? The guy that was president for 4 years who didn't start any new wars. The guy that was president for 4 years who didn't enter us into a new conflict. The first president to do that in I don't know how long, President Donald J. Trump. So if you want the war to end, if you truly care about ending a war, if you truly care about being a anti-war person, then Donald J. Trump is your candidate. Donald J. Trump is your candidate. But I'm just telling you, folks, you got to pay attention and look beyond what's right in front of you. And it's awful what Putin has done. But that we have to end that war, not continue it. We don't use this as an opportunity to topple Putin. Then that's being everything that the Democrats pretend to say that they don't want. But that's exactly what they want. It's exactly what they want. Remember when the Democrats accused George Bush? They accused Bush 1 and 2 of wanting to prance around and just force their will on people and remove regime change, and how awful that was. Well, it's the Democrats that are all into that regime change. It's the Democrats that want war now. I mean, folks, it's just unbelievable to watch this stuff. And if you really take off your blinders and pay attention, You'll see what I'm talking about. Maybe it takes this Mexican not afraid who's here on the radio. Maybe it takes somebody like me to get this point across to you, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, folks. Listen, you know where I stand. I wouldn't vote for a Democrat today if you put a gun to my head. But that doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the lap of a Republican, especially an establishment Republican. I'll call out several establishment Republicans, and I already have, of the ones that I think need to be voted out. But I don't want to replace them with Democrats. Today's Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK. It's the Democrat Party of authoritarian wannabes. And I'm not going to vote for that. I'm going to vote for freedom and liberty every time. And right now, it's the Republican Party. It's just like Ronald Reagan said. Ronald Reagan said, we've got to work with what we have. And what we have is a viable Republican Party. We just need to continue to clean the Republican Party and take it over, just like Ronald Reagan did. And that's what I think Donald Trump is doing. Listen, Donald Trump's not going to be there forever. Donald Trump's going to be there for 4 years. But he's going to set a good precedent so that whoever comes behind him can continue to take the Make America Great mantle, put America First mantle, and run with it. Because that's what we're going to need for prolonged growth, to get out of the mess that Joe Biden and his authoritarian Democrats have put us in. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor Show. And that is the great music of Pointless that you hear coming in and out of my shows. What a great band, Pointless. I was talking with the guitarist of Pointless the other day, actually yesterday, and we're going to do a Pointless reunion over Zoom. And our new rhythm guitarist wants to name us Zoomless. I think he said Zoomless or something like that. That's kind of funny. All right, anyway, I don't need to talk to you about my wish of being back in a band, folks. Oh, it was so much fun. I loved it. Loved it. Okay. Listen, I just had some listeners, man. You listeners are awesome. Listen, there's rumors going around. Listen, this is what I talked about when sit back and enjoy the crap show and the wheels are already falling off the dementia bus. Because Joe Biden is declining very fast and they can't hide it. They're trying to hide it and they're starting new hoaxes. I mean, this new hoax of the videos are being doctored. I mean, that is every one of you should be offended by the Democrats treating you so stupidly. The Democrats think that so many of you voters out there are so dumb. And again, they do it because there's a whole lot of the dumb masses out there. And I'm saying masses with an M. And I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just saying there's just a group, a lot of voters out there who don't pay attention. They couldn't tell you who we want our independence from, let alone tell you why gas prices are high. But what they do know is that 4 years of Donald Trump, they were living large. And 3 years of Joe Biden, going on the three and a half years of Joe Biden, they're living in pain. They're living in misery. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They're having to dip into their savings. That makes a difference, folks. And when people are having to dip into their savings to make ends meet, they tend to throw Democrats out of office. And that's coming. And it's not only that. Listen, CNN is losing their ever-loving mind right now. It's fun to watch, but all of this is going to be fun to watch, folks. All of it. They say that the race is tied. They say the race overall between Biden and Trump is tied. And I have a hard time believing that. If the national media and the leftist moonbats are telling you that the race is tied, Trump's probably up by 5. But listen to me and listen to me clearly, especially you Trump campaign people. Listen to me clearly. You need to campaign like you're 10 points behind. Donald Trump and your team, listen to me. You need to campaign all the way up to November like you're 10 points behind. You've got to look at this race and you got to pretend, or you've got to, this, the paradigm to set for yourselves is that you're losing. You need to have the frame of mind that you're losing. And you go and you go and you go and you campaign like you're running from behind. Trust me, folks. Trust me. That's what this campaign needs to do. But I'm telling you, for all intents and purposes, if you're just looking at data and you're looking at the polling averages, Donald Trump's probably up by 5 everywhere. So it's quite interesting. Now I say everywhere. I'm talking about popular vote, and I'm talking about Electoral College. I know that Trump's not going to win California. He's not going to win. I mean, look, if he were to win New York or Virginia, holy cow, that would be amazing. I do think he's going to win Nevada. I think he's even got a chance in New Mexico. I think he could flip both of those states. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, I think Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania are probably going to go Trump. I mean, this is getting to be interesting. But just keep an eye on things. But you've got to understand this. Do not get complacent. If you are a Republican voter, if you're an independent voter, if you're a libertarian voter, if you're a disgruntled Democrat voter, no matter what you are or what you call yourself, but you're going to vote for Trump, then you better make sure you plan and you do it. You have to execute, which means a lot of you should vote early. I don't like voting early. I don't like the idea of voting early. But that is the world we live in. And if you Republicans sit on your hands and you wait till the voting day, we're going to lose. So many of you out there, just plan to vote early. You've got to vote early. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, talk to them all. If they're not going to vote for Joe Biden, get them out to go vote. If they're going to vote for Trump, get them out to go vote. It's going to require, I'm telling you folks, this could, I tend to think that it's not, well, if everybody gets out and votes and does what they need to do, it won't be a close race. If people sit on their hands and wait till the voting day, it's going to be a close race. So let's make this a blowout, folks. Let's make it a blowout. So, there's a lot of rumors flying around. Now listen, as Joe Biden gets worse, and obviously gets worse. Listen, Joe Biden was on the stage the other night in Hollywood, running around with a bunch of Hollywood elitist has-beens. I mean, your George Clooney's and your Julia Roberts. And what are they doing, Netflix movies now? Not that that's a bad thing. But, I mean, come on. Jack Black. Oh, I like Jack Black, but what an idiot this dude is. I mean, I'll still go see his movies because, again, I like to be entertained. I don't care what your political views are. If you're an actor or an actress, then do what you do best. Entertain me. That's your job, is to entertain me. I want to be entertained when I go to the movies. I don't want to be lectured to. I don't want to be talked down to. I don't want to be told what your political views are. Don't care. Don't care. I want to be entertained. And Jack Black, entertaining dude. He's a talented dude. He can sing, he can play guitar, and he can act. What he can't do is tell me what his politics are, because he's a moron. He's an absolute moron who lives in an elitist bubble. But anyway, so Biden's out there playing footsies with these Hollywoodians because that's the only place he can go to try to get money to keep up with Trump. Listen, folks, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but since the month of May, Donald Trump has raised over $400 million. Over $400 million. That's amazing. But you know what? They're coming from small towns. They're coming from small donors. They're coming all over the place. That's grassroots money that Donald Trump's bringing in. Yes, some of it's high dollar money, but a lot of it is grassroots money. But Joe Biden can't do that. Joe Biden has to go run to Hollywood and dip into the elitist pool. And that's what he did the other night. But let me tell you what's he cannot hide his dementia. So Joe Biden's on stage. Listen, you saw it a few days ago at that Juneteenth thing was that he was trying to do, where he was standing next to the dude with the beard that was dressed like a woman. I don't know what that dude was doing, but everybody up that stage or wherever they were was dancing, and Joe Biden froze. Joe Biden had his dementia trip freeze. And I'm just telling you folks, it's getting more and more obvious. And then a few days later, he goes to Hollywood. He's on stage with Barack Hussein Obama. And right at the end, when they're getting applause and Obama just eats this stuff up. I mean, this man is you want a class A narcissist, you'd only need to look at Obama. Biden is too, but you really want a good example of narcissism, just watch Obama. So Obama's out there. So they're closing up this show of raising this money and Joe's standing there. Obama's standing there. Obama does his waving and they're all blah, blah, blah. But they want to, you know, Obama knows what he's doing. He wants to walk off while everybody's going nuts. And he starts to walk off, but he notices Joe Biden's frozen. Joe Biden is frozen in dementia land. And, Obama has to turn, walk over to Joe. And if you watch the video, folks, nothing is edited here. Watch the whole thing. You see Obama had, and again, this is why I told you, I know this is dementia. Obama couldn't turn and say, hey, Joe, come on. Hey, Biden, come on. Couldn't do that. He couldn't just reach out and tap him and then walk away and Joe follow him. Couldn't do that. He had to take his whole hand, grab the arm, and it looked like he tugged on it a little bit to bring Joe back to reality, pulls Joe to him, puts his entire hand on Joe's back, and walks him off the stage. Folks, that is what you do to dementia patients. That's what you do to elderly dementia patients. I don't care what the media is telling you. I don't care what the hoax lies they're telling you about edited video. I don't care what the White House is saying. I don't care what that crazy notebook or binder lady says at the news conferences. I don't care what they're telling you. You can see it with your own eyes, and your eyes don't lie to you. You can see it. And this is what they do. This is how you handle a dementia-laden elderly person. And that's exactly what Obama did. Now, I want to tell you this. I don't know if there's many people telling you this. I don't know if there's any other host telling you this. I will tell you right now, Obama did that on purpose. Obama knew there were cameras there. Obama knew there were more than one camera out there. Obama knew when Joe went into that dementia land freeze, Obama knew right then and there, I'm going to escort him off and this is going to get caught on camera. And it needs to be, because trust me when I tell you, Obama and his cronies and so much of the Democrat bureaucracy, they want Joe Biden off that ticket. They want him off the ticket. But like I said a few weeks ago, like I've been saying for months, I honestly don't know how Joe can be the nominee or stay or remain the nominee, but I don't know how they can remove him, because none of them want Kamala. None of them. They're trying to talk Kamala into running for the governor of California. What does that tell you, folks? What does that tell you? They're trying to get Kamala to prepare to run for governor of California. What does that tell you? That tells you they don't want Kamala. So you can't, that's why they can't remove Joe Biden. If you move Joe Biden, the natural next in line is Kamala. And you think Kamala's gonna walk away from the presidency of the United States? This woman thinks she deserves to be president. This woman thinks that there are enough people out there to make her president. Even though she didn't get 1% when she ran in the primary. But it doesn't matter, you see. It doesn't matter. She's all about DEI now. It's all about DEI, and she fits the bill. You think she's going to step aside? But listen, I want all my black voters out there, please, my black and brown voters and any other minority, I want you to listen to me. Pull up close to your speakers. Listen to me closely. The Democrat Party wants real bad, real bad, to remove Joe Biden from the ticket, okay? What does the Democrat tell you all the time? They tell you the Republicans are racist. What do the Democrats tell you all the time? That, oh, people of black, people of brown, people, especially black, need to be in positions of power. Oh, Republicans won't pick black people. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. But pay attention. Please, my black voters, my brown voters, all my minority, listeners, my black listeners, my brown listeners, my minority listeners, please listen to me well. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because I'm not wrong. I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm just right. Now listen to me. The Democrat Party, the entire apparatus of the Democrat Party wants to, except for Jill Biden and Joe and Hunter, they want to remove Joe Biden from the ticket. They want him to be removed from the ticket, but they want Kamala to go with him. So what are they doing? Are they elevating the black woman? Are they saying, Joe, you're too old, step aside and allow the black woman? Joe Biden, who's out there trying to tell you that he's not the racist of the 60s and 70s or whatever. Joe Biden, the guy that said he didn't want his kid going to a magnet school or a busing school. He didn't want kids bused because he didn't want his kids to go into school in a jungle. Yeah, Joe Biden said that. Joe Biden, who's actually on video using the N-word. Not Trump. Joe Biden is on video using the N-word. Yeah, that Joe Biden. The Joe Biden that tells you, we gotta elevate black folks, elevate black folks. He won't step aside so the black lady can elevate to the position of power. He won't do it. And the Democrat Party, the entire apparatus of the Democrat Party, they want to remove Joe, but they don't want to elevate the next in line. Look, the number two is Vice President Kamala Harris. I don't like her. I don't want her to be there. Look, I don't know her. It's not that I don't like her personally. I'm sure she's fine. I could be friends with her. I'm sure I could. I can be friends with anybody. But I don't like her policies. I don't think she's up for the job. I think she's a walking, babbling fool. But the Democrat Party, who does everything by race and tries to convince you that everybody's racist except for them, that party wants to remove Joe Biden, the old white guy, the old dementia-laden white guy. And number two, right behind him, is Kamala Harris. And so you would think, wow, here's a great opportunity. A great opportunity. Joe Biden could be the hero of the day if he would just look at the cameras and go, hey, folks, look, I'm not up for the job. I'm an old guy. I need to go spend time with my family. I have a granddaughter that I didn't recognize for 7 years. I need to go to go welcome her to my family. I need to go enjoy life while I still have a few years. So I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to resign from the office, and I'm going to elevate and clear the path for a black woman. I'm going to let a black woman take my place because the world is ready for the black woman. The country's ready for a black woman. And for all the rhetoric and things that we say we want to help black people, well, I'm going to move. The white guy is going to step down from power and elevate the black woman. But Joe Biden's not doing that, is he? Joe Biden's not doing that, is he? And the Democrat Party's not doing that, are they? Do you know who the Democrat Party wants? They want the next great white hope, which is Gavin Newsom. The Democrat Party wants to remove Joe Biden, but they want to figure out, they can't do it until they figure out how to get rid of Kamala, because they don't want to elevate the black woman. They don't want to do that. And you black voters out there better be paying attention. Listen, folks, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm just right. They're not going to elevate Kamala Harris. They're going to bring the great white hope in Gavin Newsom, another white dude, to sit in that power seat, not the black lady. They want to jump her. They're going to jump Kamala Harris with the white dude. And you know what? If they can't get the white dude, you know who else they're going to, you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to go get the white woman. The crazy white reject, Hillary Clinton. Listen, folks, don't doubt me. I know there are rumors out there already. And I think I saw a listener chime in just a little while ago about an article that they saw about Hillary Clinton. Listen, I don't think that's going to be the direction they go. But I told you people about 6 months ago that Hillary's coming. Pay attention. Hillary hasn't gone away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary hasn't gone away. Hillary Clinton can taste every time Dementia Joe has a dementia freeze, go to dementia land and freeze moment. Hillary Clinton just smiles. She gets that crooked Hillary smile on her face. And Hillary Clinton is in the, she's down there, just, she won't go away because she can taste it. She thinks she's going to be able to get on this ticket. Now, so does Gavin Newsom, but so does Kamala Harris. But the Democrat Party, this is what you got to understand, especially my minority voters, my fellow minority voters, listen to me. The Democrat Party, they have a list of people that they want to replace Biden with. None of them is the black woman. None of them is Kamala Harris. They want the Great White Hope, which is Gavin Newsom, another white dude from California, or they want the crazy moonbat who won't go away white woman, Hillary Clinton. And notice this. Notice this. Gavin Newsom nor Hillary Clinton, both white folks, neither one of them will step aside and say, hey, it's time for the black woman. It's time for the black. We already have a black woman vice president. So if something happens to Joe, black woman president, boom. But your Democrat Party is doing everything in their power to stop that. They want Gavin Newsom, or they want Hillary Clinton, or they want that crazy lady from Michigan. I'm telling you folks, pay attention, especially my minority friends, my minority voters. You are being played by the Democrat Party. And listen, I'm not telling you to go jump in the lap of a Republican, especially establishment Republicans. I'm not telling you that. But your opposition to the Democrats right now is the Republican Party. And I will tell you this, the Republican Party is a whole lot more friendly to black people than you think. It's the Republican Party that put a black guy on the Supreme Court. It's the Republican Party that tried to put a black woman on the Supreme Court years ago. And it was the Democrats, led by Joe Biden, I believe, who blocked her. I know Joe Biden tried to stop Clarence Thomas. It was Joe Biden and Schumer and the rest of those bozos that tried to block, I'm going to forget her name. I think it was Rogers, something Rogers, but a black woman that they wanted to put on the Supreme Court. The Democrats stopped it. The Republicans wanted to put the black woman on. The Democrats stopped it. The Republicans tried to put a Hispanic on the Supreme Court. The Democrats stopped it. You minority people have got to wake up. The Democrats aren't your friends. The Democrats don't care about you. The Democrats are doing everything they can right now to remove the black woman and bring in the Great White Hope, or the Great White... I was going to say something, and I'm not going to say it because I'm going to be nice, and this is a family show. But they want the Great White Hope, and they want the Great White Crazy Woman, or the crazy woman from Michigan. You got to understand this, folks. You got to understand this. Listen, I'm a brown dude, and I was told all my life growing up that I was supposed to be a Democrat. But you know what? I caught on to the Democrats' game. I think for myself. And every one of you black voters can think for yourselves. I don't care what the Democrats tell you. The Democrats will tell you you're not smart enough to think for yourself. The Democrats think you're not smart enough to carry an ID. Listen, you need to join me and the rest of the minorities in throwing... We need to send the Democrats a huge message. And the best message to send them is to throw them out of office. Throw them out of office. Listen, the Republican Party is going to have to really, really, really work hard to earn your vote. I get that. And right now, there's a lot of young black men that are going to vote for Donald Trump. So my message to the Republican Party, like I said a few weeks ago, and I've said months ago, and I've said years ago, the black vote is coming to Donald Trump, not to the Republican Party. So you Republican Party bozos, you establishment bozos, you better figure it out what it is that Trump is doing to attract this minority vote, because the Republican tent is ready to welcome this minority vote. So you old farts out there in the GOP, you need to figure it out and understand the minority's not coming to you, they're going to Trump. And if you want to keep the minorities, then you better figure out what Trump is doing to attract them. And the idea is not to treat a minority different. You treat them like Americans. You tell them we're all Americans. This is what the Constitution stands for. This is what the Bill of Rights means. This is what small government can do for you. This is what can happen when we have low taxes or no taxes. Listen, folks, we should get rid of our tax system. Absolutely 100% get rid of our tax system and replace it with a consumption tax. A consumption tax, which means your income is yours. You go and work 8 hours, or you work 108 hours. Whatever you earn is yours. None of it's taxed on the federal level. It's only taxed on the state level and a sales tax when you buy things. That's a consumption tax. That's what we need to move to. That's freedom, baby. That is freedom. That helps every minority. You know why? Because it helps Americans, and we're all Americans. Doesn't matter if you're brown, white, black, yellow, whatever. Doesn't matter. We're all Americans, and we can do it the American way. We can do things and govern in the way that all Americans are lifted. You're not going to do that by playing ideologies. You're not going to do that by playing putting people in a box. Oh, you're black. Oh, you're brown. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're gay. Oh, you're trans. Oh, you're Look, I don't care how you live your life. But if you want to be an American, I'll stand with you. I'll stand. If you want to dress up and put on makeup, if you're a dude and you want to dress up like a girl, I don't care. Are you an American? If you're an American, I'll stand with you. I'll stand with you if you're American. If you believe in smaller government, you believe in the idea of a consumption tax so that we have more freedom in this country, then I'll stand with you. I'll stand with you. I don't care what color you are. And I don't care what you dress up however you want. Don't care. You can be a Furby for all I care. But are you an American? Are you an American? Do you believe in a strong America? Do you believe in freedom? Then I'll stand with you. But I'm telling you, my minority friends, you've got to understand, the Democrat Party, they're not catering to you like they lie to you and tell you that they are. And you can see it every day, especially right now. Right now, listen, folks, trust me on this. They want to remove Joe Biden. And I will tell you this, the reason why there's a debate next week, is because, and I'm telling you, this was probably Obama's doing. Because if Joe Biden falls on his face, and it'll be so easy to get him to fall on his face, Trump just needs to get out of the way. Trump, buddy, I'm going to tell you how to handle that debate, and I'm going to tell you right now. Because, and I'm telling you, they scheduled this debate next week so they could see if Biden falls on his face. If Biden flops, then you're going to see the movement to get him out off that ticket is going to accelerate. And Obama, I think, planned this because Obama sees what's going on. And Obama can, if Joe Biden has a bad debate, then Obama and his people are going to put so much pressure on Jill Biden. But I don't think Jill Biden's going to fall for it. Jill Biden loves the power. She loves the power. So Joe Biden has the delegates already. So they can't just remove him. They're going to have to do it at the convention. They're going to have to do it at the convention. So, folks, this is going to get crazy. But let me tell you about the debate next week. Donald Trump, this is very simple. And I will tell you what the media is going to do. This is a leftist whack job media that's going to moderate this debate. The only questions they're going to ask Trump is January 6th, 2020, stolen election, 2020. January 6th. That's going to be the questions for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, listen to me, please. If your campaign is listening, please relay this message to Donald Trump. Every time they ask you about January 6th, every time they ask you about 2020, every time they ask you if you will accept the results of an election, every time they ask you that, you just start talking about the issues. Gas prices, inflation, the wars, the endless wars. You just start talking about what matters to people. There's a reason that black votes are coming to you. You talk about the cost of living. You talk about the new America. You talk about what you're going to do and why your policies are going to make the city on the shining hill, why it's going to light up again. You talk about a good future. That's what you do in this debate, Donald Trump. And then you sit back and you let Joe Biden ramble on. You correct his lies and then you get positive, stay positive. But you let Joe Biden, don't interrupt him, let him go. And when he screws up, you ask him to continue. Ask him to continue. It's easy as that. It's easy. All right, folks. I had a lot more to get to, but we're going to have to just cut it off there. Listen, Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. You guys stay tuned for that, and I'll be back next week. I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.